Welcome to the Leadership Intelligence Podcast. My name is Charles Rogel, and I'm the Vice President of Products and Marketing for DecisionWise. Today I'm talking with Dr. Tracy Maylett.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity, Charles.
Tracy is the CEO of DecisionWise and one of the co-authors of the book, The Employee Experience, How to Attract Talent, Retain Top Performers, and Drive Results. Today we're going to be talking about Chapter 10, the final chapter of the Employee Experience book. It's titled Building the Extraordinary. And essentially, this is the summary chapter of the book.
Yeah, this is the wrap-up, right?
Yeah, here we're kind of putting it all together. How do you use this as a leader in an organization? So you talk about this concept about leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah, the idea of breadcrumbs is that you have a certain trail that you follow in the employee experience. Throughout the book, we've outlined a bunch of our research and some of the things that we found as we've done this. Remember, this is basically coming from about 24 million survey responses. So this is a pretty big database that says, what are organizations doing that actually get the employee experience right? And we found that there's a trail that they follow. The first one is, and we've talked about each one of these in the book.
Yeah.
The first one is expectation alignment. So do my expectations as an employee align with your expectations as a company and vice versa? So first of all, we have to make sure our expectations are aligned. When those expectations are aligned, they impact, or when they're not also, impact the three contracts, the brand contract, the transactional contract, and the psychological contract. The degree to which we feel like those are reinforced or violated or renegotiated is dependent upon our expectation alignment. Are they aligned?
Sure.
That's when moments of truth come in. Moments of truth is really our trust section. So when it comes right down to it and we face that critical moment, that moment of truth, do we support what we thought was our agreement?
Yeah.
If not, then those then we're completely misaligned, and that moment of truth causes that disaster to happen. After moments of truth, then we're now up to the point where we can include this magic, the meaning, autonomy, growth, impact, and connection. When those are there, those components, that finally leads to that successful employee experience. So all of that trail, basically, it leads us to a successful or unsuccessful employee experience.
So for leaders reading this book, what are the what do successful leaders do to manage the employee experience well?
Well, in our research, we found that some leaders blow it and some leaders really make this happen. Unfortunately, there are more leaders that blow it than make it happen. And this is not my dig on leaders, but we found that most leaders tend to focus on managerial aspects.
Yeah, just getting things done.
Getting things done, which is great. The administrative piece needs to be there. But this is really about the leadership component. And there are three ingredients that we found to make this happen. The first one is what we refer to as mindfulness. Basically, it comes down to they're simply aware of it. They're aware of what the employee experience is. They're aware of the contracts. They're aware of expectation alignment. They keep these at the forefront of everything that they do. So when they plan things, whether that may be strategic, tactical, operational, they're keeping in mind, what does this do to the employee experience? Because ultimately, it's going to affect my profitability and my customer experience and so forth.
Yeah.
So they're mindful. Okay. Good leaders are first and foremost mindful of the employee experience. Next, this was interesting. We didn't figure this until we actually dug into it. And the second component is curiosity. They're simply they're fascinated by the experience. They're always asking questions. They're always trying to find out what is the experience.
Sure.
They're measuring it. One of the things that we do is surveys. You know, they add a lot of value because it tells you what your employees are experiencing. These leaders who are the best are those who tend to get most involved in this. They want to know what their employees are thinking. They're surveying, they're measuring, they're asking the questions, they're sitting down talking with their employees. So they're curious about it. They're also curious about what will cause a better, what will result in a better customer or employee experience. The last one is that they're simply persistent. They just don't give up. So for them, this concept of supporting the employee experience is not just a one-time thing. We saw this in the book with some of the examples we used, those companies that did it well. It wasn't a one-month process.
Yeah.
It was built into the DNA of their organization. They're persistent. They didn't give up. It's not about going for the fast and easy. This is something that needs constant tending. It's as we mentioned in the book, it's the garden. You can need to continue to water this and feed it and make it happen and weed it. And those leaders who have the mindfulness, the curiosity, and the persistence are those who have been able to create a successful employee experience.
Well, Tracy, thanks for a brief overview of Chapter 10 of the book, The Employee Experience. You can get a copy of the book on Amazon or any other book reseller. The Employee Experience, How to Attract Talent, Retain Top Performers, and Drive Results is published by Wiley. And Tracy, thanks a lot.
A pleasure. Thanks, Charles.